Take your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 25. I want to thank you, church, for the stewardship, and that's what we're going to talk about today, for the stewardship of your building. Your facility is absolutely beautiful. We're looking at Matthew chapter 25 this morning, and your building is fabulous. The only thing that excels above your building are your people. They were amazing yesterday. Whoever did the preparation of the food, it was some of the best food I've ever had at a conference for lunch. And I really mean that. It was really good. We had the best chicken salad, we had the best pulled pork, and we had the best turkey wraps. Well, Brother Shetlar, how would you know that all three of those were? Because I ate all three of those. And they were amazing. A beautiful tossed salad. And I never got to the brownies, though. But okay, I made up for it with the pulled pork, though, I guarantee you. Matthew chapter 25. So I got to tell you something. Kevin, and Kevin's a great guy. And the only reason why Kevin's a great guy is because of Maddie. But I'm telling you, Kevin's a great guy. So this is just the craziest thing. I have not preached this for probably about 3 years. And I have this little folder with something inside that you're going to find out about in a minute. It's an illustration that I give. I haven't given it for 3 years. And I do not know why, but I threw it in my suitcase. And I leave from here tonight, kind of do almost like a red eye, I guess. I don't know what, to Detroit. And then I am doing a week of counselor orientation for a camp up in Houghton Lake called Kobiak. And I thought, you know what, maybe I'll do that stewardship illustration to the counselors. I thought maybe that'll be good for them. And then Kevin called this morning, and I had something different planned for the teens and the singles this morning for Sunday school. And he said, hey, there's been some sickness or whatever. Can you do a combined Sunday school class? And I said, great. And I'm looking at my suitcase, and this is on the top of it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do my stewardship thing. So I really mean this. I love this story. And but I haven't given it in about 2-3 years. So we're in Matthew chapter 25, and I'm going to read our text, and then we're going to have a word of prayer, and we're going to ask the Lord. I'm going to basically just tell you a story, but we will talk about some truths and principles about stewardship. And stewardship's a great thing, because if we do and practice the right stewardship, it's actually an act of worship. And a lot of times, pastors, they'll have a stewardship month. I don't know what they do here. I don't know what you do at your church and what pastor, but he may do like, hey, we're doing stewardship month or whatever. And it usually has to do with giving. But I think we do a disservice by always talking about stewardship with giving, because I think it's much more than that. So first of all, God has given every one of us three things. Time. If you're alive right now, would you raise your hand? Okay, all right. So if you're alive, some of you did not raise your hand, but that's okay. You look a little dead too. Anyway, so first of all, God has given every one of us time. Number two, he's given every one of us a talent. And I really do mean, it doesn't matter who you are, and you say, well, I'm not musical, I'm not athletic, I'm not this or whatever, I'm not. Every one of you have talents. Some of you have talents of cooking. I guarantee the lady who prepared that meal yesterday has a talent. And I absolutely, that was amazing. And every one of us have talents. We all have abilities that God has given us. Sometimes it's with our personality. Sometimes it's just the way that we deal with situations. I have an Uncle Carl up in Detroit, and he's a negotiator. And he's done all kinds of negotiations with teacher unions, with plumbing unions, building unions. And Uncle Carl has the talent to listen to people. You know, that's a talent. I don't have that talent, but I tell you, Uncle Carl has that. Uncle Carl just knows how to listen, and it's a great gift. And so we all have talents. We all have time, and we all have treasures. Now, our treasures, you know, may be different with each one, but stewardship has to do with times, talents, and treasures. All right, here we are, Matthew chapter 25. We'll begin reading at verse 24. I'll read all the way through verse 23. I won't read the bad part about the guy who didn't deal with it right. We're just going to center on the ones that did do right. And we'll have a word of prayer. Here we go, Matthew chapter 25, verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave, everyone together, what's the next two words? He gave five, ooh, that was terrible. And unto one he gave what, everyone together? Five talents. And to another, two, and to another, one. To every, now look at this, to every man according to his several ability. Now we all have, some of you are five gift people, some of you are two gift people, some of you are one gift people, okay? But we all have been given something that we are to steward. Matter of fact, we better get a definition of stewardship here. The proper care of something that has been given to you that is not yours. Our lesson today is not about ownership. Our lesson today is about stewardship. By the way, parents, that's a really good thing to remember. Those are not your children. Those are God. The fruit of the womb is His reward. I think we run into problems as parents when we start thinking our children as ownership instead of stewardship. And everything that we have, God has given to us, and we are to take care of it properly. Your church got me a rental car. It's not mine. I don't own the rental car, but I should be taking good care of that. I am staying in one of the most beautiful places I have ever stayed in my entire life. I want to be a good steward of the, I think it's a condo or whatever. It is amazing. And I want to be a good steward. I don't own it. Wish I did, but I don't own it. But I need to be a good steward of it. God has given you things that you need to be stewards of. All right. So here we go, verse 16. Then he that had received the five talents went and traded with the same and made them other five talents. And likewise, he that had received two, he also gained other two. But he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh. And I want to stop here. If you take any notes today, these were the notes I would take. I think there's three key words with stewardship: focus, faithfulness, and fear. And let me just mention the fear right now. The fear is you will stand accountable before God for what He has given to you. Every one of us will stand accountable. Now, there's two judgments in the Bible. There's the Great White Throne Judgment, and that's for the lost. If you stand at the Great White Throne Judgment, you will be sent to hell for all of eternity. But if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you still have a judgment seat. And that is the Bema Seat judgment, where you're not judged about your sins, but you are judged about your stewardship, what you've been given. And there is a fear that one day I will stand accountable for what God has given to me. And boy, I could go into that a long time. But and after a long time, the Lord those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received five talents came and brought other five talents. You think he was excited about that? I think he was really excited. Wait till I tell you the story today. Saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me five talents. Hey, Lord, look what I did. Behold, I have gained beside them five talents more. Man, that just had to be a cool moment. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and, everyone together, ooh, help me out. Thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. I think that's a prophetic statement of the millennial time, and what we do here right now does matter, and what will rule in the millennial. Enter thou into the, everyone together, what's the next word? Joy. There is joy in being a good steward. I think sometimes we look at stewardship, oh, that's the bad part. No! There is joy in being a good steward. The joy, oh, isn't that a great statement? Enter into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received two talents came and said, Lord, Lord, thou deliverest unto me two talents. He wasn't compared, I didn't get the five. No, 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 he wasn't like that. Behold, I have gained two other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done. And by the way, the exact same words that were given to the five talent persons given to the two talent person. His Lord, it's about stewardship. It isn't about how much you've been given. It's about the stewardship of what you've been given. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Father, we've got some mature believers in here. We have people in this room that are over 60, over 70, over 80. We have some in here that are in their teens, and we've got a lot of people in between it all. Every one of us, Father, stand before you and take a moment to thank you what you've given to us. That we're in this auditorium today means that we have some form of health that you blessed us with. Father, that we're still on this earth, you've given us time. We don't know how much time that is. Today could be our last day. But whatever it is, Father, you have given everyone in this room time. Father, I don't know the stories behind every person in this room, but everyone in this room have been given some kind of talent. Sometimes, Father, I'm not going to go into all of them, but Lord, you may they all know that talent that you've given them for the body, if nothing else, the spiritual gift that you gave them when they got saved. Some are mercy here, some are exhorters, some are rulers, some are givers, some are teachers, some are servants. All of those gifts, the spiritual gifts, Father, we need to be good stewards of. And then, Father, you've given many of us treasures. And that treasure can be youth. That treasure can be finances. Lord, I pray that our church today won't be thinking that I'm here to give a message just on giving money. I do think that can be a part, Father. But I think there's so much more that we need to be stewards of. Father, I pray that through a story that you did in my life with a young lady will be a help to this church today. And I believe this is what you wanted me to give at Sunday school. So I pray that we that know Christ as our Savior would understand the joy of faithful stewardship today. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. God's people said. Amen. So I pastored in Pensacola for 18 years. I was the youth pastor there 7 years before that. I was at Pensacola Christian College Campus Church for about 31 years. In 2006, we believed that the Lord was moving us on. And we traveled around for about 9 months, not knowing for sure where the Lord was leading us. But we knew that our time at Pensacola was done. And God led us to a church in Santa Maria, California. Now, I was going to tell you this. Santa Maria, California is paradise. I have never, and I have lived in beautiful places. Pensacola is beautiful. Leland, Michigan is unbelievable. It's one of the most beautiful counties in the United States. But I have never lived in a climate like Santa Maria, California. It never got colder than 45, and it never got hotter than 85. And it was never, there was really little humidity. Everything on planet Earth grows in Santa Maria Valley. All those flowers you see at the Tournament of Roses Parade in Pasadena come from Lompoc, Santa Maria, that whole area. It's just a, it is a garden. It is just a beautiful place. And 20% of all strawberries come from Santa Maria County. So if you ever pick up a box of Driscoll strawberries, it came from Santa Maria, I guarantee you. So it's a beautiful area, but boy, I took a church that had a large Christian school, and it was the tail wagging the dog. And we knew that coming in, but I don't think we understood the struggles that we were going to have. So I pastored there for about 6.5, 7 years before God called me to West Coast. And after about 2, 3 years there, I was surprised. Everything was paid for. We had 26 acres, beautiful piece of property in Santa Maria, California. And we were trying to figure out how to steward that property that God, it's just a beautiful, we had an open campus for our Christian school, and it was just a beautiful piece. But I gotta tell you, our people were not givers, because everything was paid for. The building was paid for, everything was done, we had beautiful property, and people, they weren't givers. Now, we were starting to see a lot of people get saved. And the church was growing, and within 4 years, we had doubled our number, and the Lord was really blessing. But the younger ones coming in, getting saved, were following the lead of the older ones, and the older ones weren't given. And so after about 3, 4 years, I said, you know, I need to preach on stewardship, on giving. I never did at the campus church, never really had to, but I just never preached on giving. But I said, you know what? We need to start giving. We started Faith Promise, and that was good for our missionaries. But I said, you know, our people need to see the joy of giving. So I thought I would do a couple weeks on stewardship. And I came up with an idea. And it was kind of a scary thing, but I thought, I'm going to try this. There was a young lady that was on the golf team at Cal Poly. We were real close to Cal Poly. College out there in Santa Maria, and her name was Jessica Huss, and Jessica was a business major, and she started coming to our church, and she was in the single adult group, and I really liked Jessica. She was on the golf team there, and she was just a vibrant Christian for the Lord, and she was going into business. I did not talk to Jessica beforehand, but in the church service, I'm preaching on Matthew 25. And while I'm preaching on Matthew 25, I stop and I said, First Baptist Church, that was the name of our church, I want to do something. And I'm taking this as a step of faith. I'm not positive what will happen, but I want to do something. Jessica Huss, well, she's going like in the middle of the service, there's about 400 people. And Jessica, like, what? Jessica, would you come on up here for a minute? And I started telling everyone, I said, now listen, I did not talk to Jessica ahead of time, so I know she's a little skittish right now. Come on up here, Jessica. And so Jessica comes on up there, and I got a little folder. And I opened up the folder, and I handed her this piece of paper. And I said, Jessica, I want you to do something. In the folder is $50. And I had $50 in that folder. And I said, Jessica, come on over here. Could I get a hand mic? And someone brought over a hand mic. I said, Jessica, would you read the card? And this is the exact card that I gave to Jessica. And it said, number one, take someone to lunch, $16. Number two, buy one article of clothing, $10. Number three, give to someone anonymously, $5. Number four, invest into something that will pay you later, $10. Number five, get something for your mother, $4. And number six, do something for Pastor Shetler. I think I ought to get a tithe here. So $5. So $5. Now, here's what I gave a little instruction at the bottom. You may combine and be creative, but you must give an account of all $50 whatever you end up doing with it. I said, now again, I did not talk to Jessica beforehand. I said, Jessica, but she's a business major at Cal Poly, okay? So I'm figuring she'll take on this, you know, and she's standing in front of 400 people. And so I said, Jessica, will you be willing to take that challenge? And she said, I will. And I said, next week, you give us a report of how you stewarded the $50. What happens next Sunday is life-changing for First Baptist. And for a guy that was in his 50s, it was life-changing for me. Jessica came back with an envelope and this sheet of paper. In that envelope was $120. Of the $50 that I gave her, she brought back $120 and gave it to me. And you got to hear this. This is what she did. She starts with $50. $15.66, I bought cookie ingredients that will pay you later. Number four, invest in something, $10, and do something for Pastor Shuttler, $5. So I took $15.66 and I bought cookie ingredients. For $15.10, I took mom to lunch. I had to take somebody to lunch, and I had to do something for my mom. So I combined both of those. Take someone to lunch, $16, and get something for my mom, $4. So I took mom to lunch for $15. For $19.24, $6.50, buy one article of clothing. Well, I went to a garage sale. I bought work pants, a hat, and a sweater for $6.50. Then $5, give to someone anonymously. She had a brother that was going to Bob Jones University, and she sent a card with $5 in it and didn't address it. She said, there's no way my brother would ever think that I would send him $5. So it was definitely anonymously. And then she said she had $7.36 left over, and she bought gas for her car. Listen to what she did. With the $15.66, she bought cookie ingredients. She made chocolate chip chunk cookies and sold them on the campus of Cal Poly. She sold them for $1 a piece. And out of that $15.66, she made 41 cookies, made $41. She took that $41 and bought cookie ingredients again and sold 137 cookies with that money. She is standing next to me on the following Sunday because everyone was kind of excited about what happened. And I called Jessica Huss up. And Jessica came up and she was absolutely beaming. She was just like, she's just beaming. And she comes on up and she's got this envelope. And in that envelope is $120 or what? I can't remember exactly. I think it was $120 that she came back up with. And she handed it to me. And I looked inside and I saw the money. And I said, Jessica, how much is in there? And she said, $120. And then she handed me this and I read this and she got a standing ovation by the crowd. I mean, it was just unbelievable what she had done. And she starts crying. And I said, Jessica, are you okay? And she said, Pastor, I don't remember a week that I have ever enjoyed more. And she said, it was so much fun taking what you had given me and how to steward what I was going to do with what you've given to me. Well, about this time, Pastor starts crying, okay? I'm starting to cry. And she said, but Pastor, the greatest joy I had was being able to know on Sunday morning I was going to come up and give you $120. And I said, man, I feel bad about taking this. And she said, oh, no. She said, this was the greatest joy, was that I was going to be able to take your $50 and give you back 120 and do everything on your list. And you know what I said to her? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy. And I want to tell you something. We sometimes have this attitude about what God's given to us. And I will tell you, there is joy. It's not ours, folks. Whatever you got hanging on your body right now, the time you got left, and that vehicle out in the parking lot, and that place you called home, let me tell you, those are all things and gifts that God has given to us to be stewards of. And we ought to do it, but we ought to go, oh, yeah, okay, I heard on stewardship today. No, there. Think about how you can steward what God has given to you. You got a place, use it for the Lord. You have people over. You have a talent, you have an ability. Use that talent and ability for the cause of Christ. Take what God has given to you and steward that. Now, there were three words that I mentioned, and I think that they're very important. First of all, stewardship is about focus. And the focus is not you. The focus is on the one who gave it to you. Stay focused on the Lord. Number two is faithfulness. Just to be a faithful servant of what God has given you. Don't compare yourself to anyone else in this church or anyone else in your family or anyone else in your neighborhood. It's not about, well, this person's got this and this person's got. No, it's about you being faithful with what God has given to you. And number three, fear. Because one day you will stand before the Lord and give an account for what God has given to you. And will he say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I'm telling you, I told the singles this yesterday. You're not looking at a guy that has many talents. I think I'm a one talent person. I think God gave me a huge abundance of energy. I just have a lot of enthusiasm. I don't have a good mind. I'm not good looking. I don't have music. I'm not athletic. I'm not smart. I don't have a lot of nothing. But I got a lot of enthusiasm. I got a lot of energy. And I want to make sure that the one little talent that God gave me, I use for him. And everything I do, I want to take the one talent that God's given me and use it for God. Listen to me, church. God has blessed every one of you. And there's so many things that God has given to you. Make sure you're a good steward of that. Because one day, don't you want him to say, hey, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the what? Everyone together. Enter into the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Sometimes we're so, don't be the one who hid the talent and bury it. Man, use whatever God's given to you for his glory. Father, thank you for your word. In my own life, Lord, it's just good to review the story of Jessica. And God, what a blessing that was to our church, and I know to me. And Lord, today I pray at Beacon Baptist, Lord, that we would be good, faithful servants to what you have given to us. And Lord, maybe sometimes we get envious and jealous of what some other talents that other people have, or treasures, or whatever it may be. And Lord, some of us are a little up in our years now. Lord, may we be good, faithful servants. May we finish well. There's a lot of Christians in this church that have served you for decades. Lord, may they finish faithfully, being a good steward of their later years. And then there's young people in here. There's seniors that we're going to recognize tonight. Oh, Lord, they're at the very beginning of their stewardship. Oh, Lord, may they make a commitment to you that those teens and single adults will take what you have given to them and not waste it on themselves and be a prodigal. May they steward what you've given to them through their whole life. And Lord, I pray for the seniors that'll be graduating, but Lord, for all the teenagers that are here in this church, you have given them so much. May they steward it well. And it'll be the best thing for them, and it'll bring honor and glory to you. So, Father, you've left us here, and we are not owners, we are stewards. So, as an act of worship, and that our fellowship would grow, may we have good stewardship. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And God's steward said, Amen. Amen.